Prepare yourself
for talk radio
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
But as I believe in evolution, I also believe that we have a bully pulpit in Washington, and that means that if we had a domestic agenda, and that we realize that we are far behind in our science and NIH and CDC, we'd be able to attack this very bad disease that's attacking us. We'd be able to attack it. So I think it's about domestic priorities, and I think we need to get the CDC working. We need to get the NIH working. Take that money from Iraq, put it in here, and begin to fight that disease so people can live.
See, this is part of the Democrats.
I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah. Like I even... You know, boy, sometimes here at CBS, I wish the sound wasn't working.
There she is going. I didn't even know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we have to cut it there because Mr. Marsh starts using some F-bombs and things. Then he runs out in the crowd and starts pushing and shoving on people. But We Are Change Los Angeles, a 9/11 truth group, part of international grassroots mushrooming of groups after the chapter that started with a 20-year-old Luke Radowski in New York City. They are in politicians and bureaucrats' faces everywhere. Bill Maher has, on several shows, called us insane scum, traitors, evil, full of it, for questioning the official 9/11 story. If you investigate any of it, you'll find out that it's a fraud end to end and that the official story is a lie. Now, I've even interviewed and talked to members of the 9/11 Commission who've admitted that they were lied to. But the issue here is the people are mad. And they're confronting politicians everywhere. And this ties into that 11% approval rating for Congress. You see, in the past, one party would be in favor, fooling the people, and the other party would be out of the favor. And then they were both arms on the same body, and then one would get in trouble, and then the other group would come back in. It was kind of a tag team WWF wrestling. It was as real as that. And now the jig is up. The curtain's up. The public knows they're being lied to. They just don't know specifically how. So We Are Change L.A., and I haven't even talked to him yet. My producer set him up today. I appreciate him doing that. They just confronted him Friday night live, and they were smart. They got into the event, got into the meeting, and one person was here, one person was there. At least from what I've seen on the video, they were split up. So as security guards grabbed each person, the next person could stand up and do their hit and run in the info war. Bill Maher is a particular case because he likes to pose as a liberal and pose as a good guy, but Hillary's going to save us and the liberals are good. No, both parties bought and paid for by the same people. Now, Bruno Brewiler was, of course, there and yelling and drug out, and so was Katie Kurtzman. And they also put together a great video, Los Angeles, We Are Change, at wearechangela.com. We have links to it up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. And I know that Maher ran up also and shoved on a woman. There were several women in there. I don't know if that was Miss Kurtzman. And was really acting tough once the security guards had already grabbed the peaceful demonstrators. So he's a real man. He can go up and shove on women. And Katie, was that you he was shoving on?
Actually, he didn't get a chance to touch me. And by that time, I think he was pretty terrified, and he came to the edge of the stage, and a couple of producers came up to me and literally with terror in their eyes looked at me and asked me, begged me, please, to just walk out quietly. They didn't put a hand on me. I think they were too scared.
Okay, well, the eyewitness reports, and it's I believe the AP even reported on it. So the AP is wrong that Lord Maher, they were building him up as a big man, didn't manhandle people?
No, I told him that. He told me he would throw me out himself, and I'm like, come on. And he was like, ah! So, no, he
did he look like an NFL linebacker? Was he scary?
No. He looked absolutely terrified and confused is what he looked like.
Well, this is the real world, and this is called revolution. This is called defense of liberty. This is how it all starts. This is just the Tea Party, ladies and gentlemen. We're just having fun right now, you know, after leaving the Green Dragon Inn. It's going to get more serious. Tell me about, well, let's bring up Bruno. Bruno, what happened to you in all of this?
Well, I was the one that, I was like the fourth or fifth one that, first of all, I want to say hello, Alex. I'm a big fan of yours, and I met you in New York.
Well, I'm a big fan of you, Bruno. Hey, I'm a big fan of you taking action and doing daring things like that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we were all split up, and by the time it got to me, I'm the one who said, how come you won't debate 9/11 truthers on your show? And I immediately had people grabbing me, and I made them let go, because I just want people to know that they have no right. They can't grab you in the audience.
And then somebody else is saying, don't tase me, bro. Who was that?
Yeah, that was Randy. He was the first one to break the ice. He has been in the truth movement for about 3 or 4 years now. And this is, you know, he was fantastic. He broke
the ice. So he's a moss back in the fight.
He's the one they dragged out. And
we're going to break here.
They handcuffed him and threw him to the floor and called the police. And they did all, you know, they're really rough with him. He got beat up pretty bad.
Oh, well, we're going to get to that when we come back. So save that because we're about to break. But in the short segment we've got left, what is it like to see 9/11 truth exponentially exploding, just like Ron Paul is? I mean, to see the fact that just one group, We Are Change, has 30-something chapters across the world, and you guys are confronting people every day. I mean, some chapters are doing it themselves every day. I mean, this is getting insane. This, and millions of views on the web. I mean, this is a phenomenon. I don't want to brag, but I pioneered using the Internet 6, 7, 8 years ago to stream confrontations, and this is what I've always done. And just to see it picked up and run with is very exciting. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what happened Friday night is the top show on YouTube right now. You go on YouTube, it's
number one.
Almost all the list.
Well, there's hundreds of versions of it, but the main one has 300-something thousand. I saw another with 200-something thousand views. So yeah, you've definitely hit the new world order where it hurts.
Yes.
Thank you.
And this is important. We have to keep stepping it up. And we were inspired by We Are Change and Luke and all of his efforts. And we saw him, you know, confronting Bloomberg and Sabrina confronting Giuliani. And it's those kind of events that are inspiring to other truthers.
And it's good to stop letting them just rape us and lord over us and lie to us. It's good to start taking them on. We're going
to
get more.
I have a lot to tell about actually what happened to the Bill Maher show. I mean, it's part of the machine, Alex. It is so constructed. There's nothing really live. We were the only really live aspect of that show.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to go behind the curtain when we get back. Go ahead and start. Tell us what really goes on there.
Well, just like the John Edwards segment, the television audience thinks that John Edwards is on the show, but he wasn't. That was recorded earlier, and that wasn't the same audience. It was a John Edwards, you know, audience. It was all his supporters were filling the seats. And so he got...
Now, hold on. If they didn't tell people that, that is extremely... That is not kosher.
Yes.
To have a hand-picked audience... how do you know that?
Because we were sitting there... It was on tape right in front of us. We were watching it at the same time that...
How do you know it was just a John Edwards audience?
Yeah, Bill Maher was sitting quietly at his desk in the dark while the television audience was watching that.
Okay.
And so it was an earlier audience, and the guy next to me told me that it was pre-recorded before. And so I thought John Edwards was going to be on the show. He said, no, it was pre-recorded. And then if you watch it again, Bill Maher says, look, they love you. Isn't that great? Acting like it was the live audience that was standing, giving him a standing ovation.
Yeah, my question is, Bruno, is how do you know it was a group of... In the earlier audience for the taped interview, how do you know it was a group of Edwards supporters?
Well, because I will admit that's an assumption I'm making, but it was not advertised. They didn't sell tickets.
Well, let me be clear. I don't doubt you that they brought a few buses in because it was easy, and I believe you're right. We need to track that down and ask Maher about that because that is shady. But that's all part of what modern media is. It's a staged event, and that's why it's so easy to crash through their propaganda. Bruno? And others stay right there, Katie. We're going to come right back to you on the other side of this quick break and go behind the little man in the curtain, the Great Oz, with his lightning and his smoke trying to scare us into submission. Truthnews.us. is our new website, truthnews.us. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. More and more Americans are getting off the couch. They're ceasing to be couch potatoes. They're getting out. They're getting involved politically. But most importantly, they're not getting picked up like flies on flypaper by the left and the right sheets of flypaper put out by the New World Order. They're getting serious. They're learning about globalization, the new world order. They're not taking the media serious when big national radio hosts say that there's no such thing as a CFR or a new world order. They're going and reading the actual documents of the new world order, the books written by David Rockefeller and others. And the editor of Time magazine, Strobe Talbot, saying they want to bring down U.S. sovereignty. They're finding out about government-sponsored terror and all the declassified, hundreds of declassified examples where our government admits it staged terror attacks, killed our troops, killed our citizens, killed other people. By the way, ever seen that movie by Graham Greene, The Quiet American? It's fiction, but it's based on true stories with the CIA's blowing up groups of people in Vietnam to blame it on the Soviets, to blame it on the Viet Cong. The Viet Cong did it right back, too, but that's how this evil started. Well, the communists staged bombings and blame it on us. We're going to bomb things, blame it on them. And then you wake up, you're the devil. When you dance with the devil, devil doesn't change, you change. And so, Google Operation Northwoods, ABC News, Baltimore Sun, actual documents at the Library of Congress online, official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11. Oh, they don't want to. They'll never debunk that when national television or foreign television comes here and then builds straw men and says Alex Jones is wrong about this, and then say I said something I never even said, and then disprove it. That's a straw man. No, they'll never talk about all the dozens of points I make that are irrefutable about 9/11 being an inside job. No, they don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. They don't want to get close to it. I salute Katie Kurtzman and Bruno Bruliner. Because they are the future of this country and this world. If more people will imitate what they've done and accentuate it and add to it and what I've done and what Luke's done, and it's an example of paying it forward. I'm nothing special. I just started this before other people did. You know, Luke got beat up when he was like 16. He's 21 now. He saw my film Police State 2000 5 years ago, woke up, became a 9/11 truther, and has done so much. And now... Bruno and Katie and others are out there doing it. Let's get into what happened after your friend first stood up and started speaking out and what they did to him. And of course, we learned from each incident. The key is not to just split up so they can't stop you, so you can go on and on and on for 5 minutes as it did, taking over national television. But you also, next time when they start to get up near him, start a little earlier, they'll be taken off balance by you and then won't brutalize him. So that's a tactic you might use that I just learned from watching it. Go ahead.
That's that sounds like a good idea. And before going in, we were trying not to plan it out too much because we've never done this before, and we wanted to keep it as feel it out and let
just
it go.
Like Luke Skywalker, first time in combat, went right into the Death Star and fired your torpedoes right into the reactor.
Yeah, and just leave it to the force. You know, it's 9/11 truth is a powerful force, and when you have it in your heart, it's really easy to do. I do want to say this, Alex, to everyone out there. You know, you feel powerful when you're doing it. So you might be scared to do it, and you feel powerful.
Don't live your life as, I agree, don't live your life as spectators who never get on the field. Stop being afraid. Turn, your inner strength loose. Ask God to guide you. I mean, now is the time to take action. Now is the time to stop being so scared. Katie, what was this like for you? Was this empowering?
It definitely was. I was a little afraid when I was thinking about it, but once I got into the room, I had no fear at all. In fact, I felt huge. It was like my chest was just filled up with the truth.
That's what they're scared of, man. They know that spirit of the sleeping giant is rising. That's why they're trying to set up their police state, their FEMA camps, their prisons. It isn't working. Folks, don't hide how you feel inside. Don't let anybody stand in your way of liberty and freedom, but not just how you feel inside. Don't let anybody stand in the way of what you know. This country's being destroyed. Now tell me what happened to the first fella.
Randy, he got quite a few statements in, and he was nervous, and he admits that, but he was really powerful, and he broke the ice for the rest of us, for sure. And they grabbed it, and then you see Bill Maher prancing to the audience, like he's pretending to be tough and touching a security guard, and he just looked really silly to me. And
now, he didn't carry it off well. It was like a 4-foot... I'm not saying people are shorter, 4-foot buck-toothed wimp trying to dress up in a 6-foot-5 soldier's uniform. It's like a clown with
it. Nothing against cheerleaders, but he looked like a cheerleader prancing across the
floor. Well, he puts on the act that he's a big ladies man, but I find that hard to believe. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Just go ahead.
Well, then, you know, and Katie was standing up, and she was actually saying something during the ruckus, and then she really spoke up, you know, and called him a coward.
I got to Building 7 in there a couple of times.
Let's go through what everybody said in a minute, but finish telling the story about what first happened to Randy.
Well, they, you know, he, as they were dragging him out, you know, they had, I don't know, five to eight people grabbing him and dragging him out, and he threw
$2
in the air on his way out. And,
for those that don't know, those are fake dollar bills that have 9/11 inside job and websites all over them.
Yeah, and they took him upstairs to a room, and he was up there, and he said, and then they handcuffed him and put him face down on the floor, which is, they have no right to do. They can't.
But don't
do
be
that.
Afraid. That's a rite of passage, folks.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Seriously. And he, you know, he, at that moment, he was.
Well, I just got arrested in New York, but yeah, go ahead.
He was on top of the world. You know, I talked to him. He was on top of the world. He was feeling really powerful now because it's the right thing to do. I mean, we have to. We can't sit by and watch all this happen.
By the way, that's where your energy to get excited and get upset is for activism and action. And they take those tribal energies and put them into sports and other things that are, in fact, similes of true human behavior that we have in us for a reason. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you completely on that. And then he said, then the security said, there's more of them. There's more of them.
I like how you wait, how they wait a minute, and then it just kind of keeps going. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I've never seen it done better.
We had about 9 of us in there, actually. You didn't hear the whole thing.
Well, you guys are virtuosos. Why didn't we hear the whole thing? Did they cut the TV show off?
No. Well, not everyone was brave enough to go through with it. And I'm not. And, you know, they're truthers, and we love them. And even Randy said before he was in a similar situation, and he didn't do it.
Are you guys Ron Paulers? Are you guys Ron Paulers, too?
I'm undecided at this point. I love Ron Paul. He's probably got my most likely vote, but I'm looking at Kucinich. I'm, you know, I'm disappointed in everybody, I think, but we'll see. I want somebody to come out and say, 9/11 was an inside job. We have to take care
of it. Well, Kucinich has gotten closer to that than Paul, but Paul is an anti-gun, and that's key. They get our guns.
Yeah, I
used to be anti-gun until I used to be for gun control until I found out about 9/11, and I'm like, you know what? If Blackwater comes down the street, I want everybody on my block to have a gun.
You know what Blackwater is? I just learned it. I looked it up. It was true. I thought it was a joke, like it meant sewage, because Blackwater's sewage. And now I learned it was cores of Japanese assassins who would go in and overthrow countries covertly for the emperor. And, oh, what a horrible, wicked name now that I know what it means. Stay there. One more segment where I promise we're going to get to everybody else's calls, folks. You want to talk about what happened with Bill Maher? Talk about what's happening with saying carbon dioxide is a deadly poison? Got to ban it. Next will be water. 877-590-5525. 877-590-5525. We'll talk to We Are Change LA when we get back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You know, I get so busy ranting and raving about all the land grabbing and stealing and wars and black op mercs, and I forget to tell everybody that I got a new film coming out. In-game blueprint for global enslavement. We're about to go back to our guests on your calls. Did you hear Reuters? Did you see the story? Did you hear about it on the news? The father of DNA who found the double helix. By the way, he's a big star in In-game that I just finished up about a month and a half ago. And lo and behold, scientist Watson returns home to the U.S. in shame over race row. Nobel Prize-winning DNA authority Dr. James Watson, former head of the U.S. eugenics program, I would add, cut short a book tour in Britain on Friday and returned to the United States over radically insensitive comments attributed to him in a British newspaper. And what did he say? He said blacks are basically stupid, genetically, are dumb, basically different creatures. He then went on to say that people who don't have high enough IQ should be barred from having children. Folks, this is the guy, okay? This is the guy who headed up the Cold Springs Harbor program when it was a eugenics op. And then when Hitler got embarrassed, he learned it all, by the way, from the Cold Springs Harbor. Literally, he wrote in Mein Kampf, he thanked Margaret Sanger in the U.S., his struggle. It got embarrassed, so they changed the names of it. And, by the way, they have race-specific bioweapons, and the vice president has written they want to use them. They say they want to legitimize their use as a politically useful tool. That's a quote in the September 2000 PNAC document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, saying that killing certain races might be a good idea. You cannot make this type stuff up. I'm sure you won't go look it up, Because Dick Cheney didn't write that, right? You're not going to go look it up. It's on their own website. The 25 neocons run the PNAC organization. They also said terrorist attacks would be helpful to be able to launch a war. They said that in the same white paper, Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000. So Endgame, we're about to go back to our guest, but Endgame is going to be shown at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. We've showed it four times, sold out every time. Why not have some more showings? I'll be speaking at the Monday showing tomorrow. And there's a few tickets left, 7 to 10. I'm going to speak 20 minutes, take 20 minutes of questions after, but it's a two-hour, 20-minute film. The blueprint for global enslavement. You want to know what their plan is, why they want the world government. That's just the beginning. See, Hitler wanted one militarily so he could kill 80% of us. But, see, they're going to do it politically and then militarily, run their black ops. You might want to come see Endgame tomorrow if you live in Central Texas. 7 o'clock, get your tickets at InfoWars.com by linking through over there. And then it'll be back in the theater Tuesday and Wednesday. I might show up and say hi, but I'm not officially going to be there, folks. I got too much going on. And then in a week, it comes back for three more days on the 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then it hits, it ships out November 1st at InfoWars.com if you buy the DVD, the new film. And you can watch it. It premieres on the web at PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv this Friday at midnight. That's Thursday night, Friday morning. It premieres at PrisonPlanet.tv for members, and it downloads so pretty, it almost looks as good as DVD. All right, let's go ahead and go to this two-minute trailer for Endgame. First time I played that here, and then we'll go right back to our guests and then to John and Jason and a few others that are holding. Here we go.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government. Only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
Shall I be?
For the first time, all the pieces have been put together. The dots have been connected, and the picture is crystal clear. Earth's ruling elite believe they have discovered the fountain of youth. But before they can attain it, 80% of us must die. A psychopathic technocracy is establishing world government so there can be no escape from their plan.
The New World Order is the old world order. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
I would pull up a plane in Munich. They interrogated me 4 hours.
Some shots were fired.
I need you to move off the province.
Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You have been warned. People warned the world about Hitler. They warned them about Stalin. They warned them about Mao. They literally all flowed from these people. And we have the documents. We go and confront the actual global elite, the actual royalty, the Rothschilds, all meeting. We got it all on tape, folks. Queens, you name it. It is hardcore. This is a hardcore radio show. I try to have a stiff upper lip, a jovial attitude about it, but it's very serious. Look, we need you out there, the activists, to spread the word about Endgame. I'm working so hard, I don't have time to give you orders from headquarters. I'm asking you, help me get Endgame out to everyone. It's going to hit the web at PrisonPlanet.tv in 5 days. It's going to hit DVD November 1st. Order it right now, InfoWars.com. We're packing them up, got them ready to ship out November 1st. It hits Amazon for sale November 13th and stores November 13th. I just want the film to get out there. I'm begging you to help me get it out there. In closing with our guest, who I have just been so honored to have on with us, Bruno Brewiler, and, of course, Katie Kurtzman. specifically, give out any websites for We Are Change LA and if any other points you want to make.
There is one point I want to make. Randy, when he was when they called the police and when they arrived, you know, Randy was face down with handcuffs on, and they said take those handcuffs off. And they said, what happened? Randy said, there's a comedian on stage, and I heckled him. And the police were like, there was nothing he did wrong. In fact,
where was this specifically in the Hollywood sector?
Well, this is the heart of Hollywood. This is in the CBS studios, where it was in the same stage that they do The Price is Right.
Well, I got to say this about the LAPD. They're really mean, but they're professional. And they don't...
Let me tell you, Alex, you got to know this. Yeah. When we're out on the street doing street actions, the LAPD is coming up shaking our hands saying thank you.
I was about to say that I've been there, and I know they're really mean, but if you don't cross them and don't get in their face, they're going to leave you alone. The difference is, in New York, they're either fans or they're total demons. As I'm sure you experienced being in New York, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw the same. I saw in a group when we were in New York, in the same group, there was an officer asking for a DVD and other ones scoffing at it.
Well, you know, Charlie Sheen and some other Hollywood bigwig producers were there. And at my big symposium a year and a half ago in L.A. at the Sheraton downtown, and their bodyguards are all retired or current detectives or SWAT team guys, and they're all, of course, we all know it's inside job. Everyone knows it's inside job. And then they invited their cop buddies down. They were all agreeing to it, and then they were saying, anybody who's got to have a brain knows it. I mean, look, you're saying the LAPD comes up and shakes your hand?
Absolutely. This is Katie. We lost me on the other line, so I'm on Bruno's phone. And we have a fire department coming up to us all the time. They blow their horns for us.
We have this on video, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, people know we get tons and tons of honks.
Well, give folks your website.
I can't remember who we are now. We're so new. WeAreChangeLA.org, all one word. WeAreChangeLA.org.
Hey, the latest, greatest. WeAreChangeLA.org. Well, I salute you. I want to have my producer call you at the end of the show. I want to get you to pop in with another report on this tomorrow. We're going to write a big story up on PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us for tomorrow's edition in the morning with the new details that you've told us. I salute you, and I want to thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you, and I can't wait for Endgame.
Thank you. Well, just help us get it out to people. You will be authorized to make copies. Thank you. God bless you. You will be authorized to make copies. I'm sorry, Katie, what? Oh, she's gone. Okay, we're going to come back. Final segment. Take a bunch of your phone calls. Get ready for Phone Blitz.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping, or boating. Or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Thank you. This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearItonline.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah! We're coming at you, New World Order. We're not going to be cowed anymore. We're not backing down. We know you're terrorists. We know you're involved in eugenics. We know you're putting poison in our food and water and our vaccines. We know you think you rule over us. We're a bunch of animals. We're here to tell you, you're going down. This is just the beginning, New World Order. And you can kill us individually, but you can't kill the idea of liberty and freedom, because ideas are bulletproof. Yeah!
That minister gets me fired up, baby.
New World Order.
All right. John, Tim, Jason, a couple others. I'm going to get your calls here in just a moment in the final segment. But this Reuters story, scientist Watson returns to U.S. over race row. And that's out of Reuters in England, so it rows a fight. Most Americans know what that means. Nobel Prize-winning DNA authority, Dr. James Watson, cut short a book tour to Britain on Friday and returned to the United States over recently in sensitive comments attributed to him in a British newspaper. I read those earlier this week on my weekly show. It just went on and on. The winner of the 62 Nobel Prize for his description of the double helix structure of the DNA apologized for his remarks on Thursday as an appearance to promote his new book, saying he did not mean to characterize Africans as genetically inferior, which is exactly what he said. But he canceled the rest of his tour to return to the United States to deal with the growing controversy and his suspension as chancellor of the Cold Springs Harbor Laboratory in New York, his publicist said in a telephone interview. Now, you talk about hidden in plain view. Did you just hear that? I want you at home. I know 70% of this country's got computers. I want you to type into Google Cold Springs Harbor Laboratory, or just Cold Springs Harbor, and then eugenics after it if you'd like. And you will find out that is the birthplace of modern eugenics. That's where Hitler got his ideas. Oh, yeah, Hitler was a good guy on our newsreels and radio until 39. He was the big hero. He adopted our laws of sterilization and all this. And you've got to learn about this. And Watson was ahead of one of the race sections there. And IBM, also owned by Watson, pledged all their money when the head Watson died in the 50s to eugenics. Then they set up Microsoft. It's their fake front company. Then it gives all its money to eugenics. You didn't know that? Yeah, it's over $45 billion now they've given just to eugenics worldwide. When you hear it on the news, it's helping black children. But every time you learn who's doing the funding or who's over the program, it's these guys. So do you think they're helping them? We'll actually go look at the program. So, again, the head of the Cold Springs Harbor, still at 80-something years old, a Nobel Prize winner, who back in the 40s was the head of one of the divisions there, and he's currently the head of it. They never even shut it down. They just changed its name to the Human Genome Project. They sure know the genome now, too, to make special bioweapons to kill certain races of humans. That's their main program over there. And getting life extension for the elite. How do I know? I've read their own documents. I read, ladies and gentlemen. That's how I know. Why do they have to kill 80% of this before they can have life extension? Because they say we'll be too overpopulated and people don't die at 75. I said I'd go to calls. It's just, do you realize what it's like being me, knowing all this? I'm not even that smart. I just learned about it, so I research it, and they all say it. They write books about it. So he gets up and says we should ban people having kids, and we should control things, and we should, black people really aren't the same species, and all these incredible racist lies, and they're dumb, and, thank you, head of the project. I mean, what do you think's going on? This is only the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen, the tip. And it's what Endgame covers. You will see him getting his Nobel Prize in Endgame. And I tell you, he's the devil. I mean, I got documents these people wrote in the 20s how they were going to put mercury in the vaccine to brain damage you. And when you over-toxify off of it, it's when you get autism. But you're all brain damaged, including me, from it, that we were given an IQ reduction. See, you're told there's positive and negative eugenics in their program, but there's real eugenics. See, they give you the false positive and negative eugenics. Positive is breeding for the Superman. Negative is, you know, killing people, sterilizing them so they can't breed, and they make the decision who that happens to. But real eugenics is above that, and that's dunning the general public down while getting live extension for the elite. That's true eugenics. Not as it's taught in the universities, but actually in their own policy papers. All right, let's go now. You've been given one of the huge secrets of the world just now. You've been given the big tamale. All they talk about, all they do, all they deal with. Okay, now you know. It's not Bevo. It's not the Cowboys. It's not the Easter Bunny. That's what matters, what you just heard. All right. John in New York City, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, John. Thank you for holding, sir. No, he's not there. Okay, let us go to Jason in New Hampshire. Jason, you are on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Love all the work you do out there. I wanted to give big kudos to the We Are Change group. I saw them on Fox News the other day on that Bill Maher thing, and I laughed my butt at. And I want to say to all the listeners out there, for those people who are just keyboard jockeys, you need to stand up, you need to get on the streets, you need to yell.
Yeah!
I'm part of a group called Seacoast 911 Questions in Dover, New Hampshire. Google us. We've been going out to our local cities and bullhorning them.
Well done.
The tide is turning, Alex. We went out there and we had people spontaneously walking up to us and asking to hold up our signs as we are bullhorning the local city.
And you know why it's so important? It's going to keep the black op operators from staging more attacks. We're in a race to save the people they're going to kill in the next staged attack, but it's mainly the Bill of Rights we're trying to save because Tommy Franks on Pentagon payroll has been out saying we're going to martial law after the next attack. It now came out he's been paid to do that. They're getting us ready for it, so God bless you. Say the name of your website again.
It's meetup.com. You just Google Seacoast 911 Questions, Dover, New Hampshire.
Seacoast 911 Questions.
Join our meetup group. We do truth action. We bring guest speakers that are part of the truth movement.
Everybody should just take action.
We wake up the world.
Absolutely. Anything else?
I love the work you do, Alex, man. You inspire me. You woke me up. You changed my life. I've not been the same since, man. I didn't realize what the stakes were until recently, and now it's changed my life, man. Instead of watching football games, I'm bullhorning home local cities and getting arrested.
Yeah, you're on the field in the fight of life for your family, your future, your children, not being distracted into a false male war ritual, which is only to express your energies in false paradigms. Thank you for the call. I salute you, my brother. Tim, calling us from New York. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Jim. I'm calling from New York. I'm 59, and I've been following this thing for 30 years. And Cold Springs Harbor, I live 25 minutes from there. And the last time I went, I got sidetracked when I heard you say that. The last time I went past there, there's not a sign or an address number in front of the place. There's a big gate around it.
That's because they come up with the data on how to build the race-specific bioweapons. That's been in Jane's Weapons Quarterly.
Quickly, what I wanted to say, I was initially introduced to this stuff by the JBS, and I balked at it when I first heard about it. Sutton's books like Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution.
Anthony Sutton was in the Congress and was at the official meetings and saw the Carnegie Endowment documents.
Yes, yes, yes. And what I'm trying to get at, Alex, is that as far as I know, there's nobody better equipped to talk about this that I've heard than you, the Schwartz left paradigm. A guy called in last week when you were on vacation and the third base he was on, and he got in a little match with Dacey about the JBS, and the other guy to get a call up with the UN was so great, and the guy did not understand that the same people run both. So I know you cover it, but and there's so many topics I sympathize with. It's hard to really get into it. But at some point one day, maybe you could talk about exactly how it functions, because that's what convinced me. And many times, rather than these one-issue deals, like somebody mentioned Kunitz today on your show. And Kunitz, he talks about 9/11, but there's a lot of other areas.
He's for gun bans. He's the worst. I'm totally against him after that comment. Yeah. I've interviewed him. I've met him.
I know. I know what you know, and I've listened to your show for
but expanding years. On what you just said here, because is it Jim or Tim?
Jim.
Okay, Jim. Sorry, I called you Tim.
That's right.
Expanding on what you just said here, I mean, the left-right paradigm is now admitted. They admit Bush is advising Hillary. They want her in. They're preparing her. They're already appointing former Clinton officials in all the big positions at the Pentagon and Department of State. They're getting ready to hand it over to Hillary. The Republicans have come out against Ron Paul, the leadership, to block him. Look, when Roger Ailes again started literally meeting with Hillary 5 years ago, it was over. That's who they're behind, the head of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch. And then Rupert Murdoch's attacking Ron Paul. I've had enough of it.
Well, he's the only candidate to vote for, Ron Paul. He's the only guy that...
Jim, I hear you, and you're a great guy. Call me tomorrow. Call me during the week. Call me back next Sunday. You know what? I don't know if I have time to go to Dennis. Dennis, you got 20 seconds from Vegas. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
I just want to know, you talked about Walmart and Target being part of the New World Order. I kind of had a hard time believing you, but then my friend who works at Target, he brought home like one of those magazines that the employees get, and I saw in there, it said... Target has its own forensics lab here in...
No, Target, a large portion of its business is secret operations in black ops and forensics. Sir, they're international. We'll talk about it later. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. What?